78. Kol Anoshim Becheskes Tahal Baleim. What's the Kol Anoshim? Not only the Dalad Anoshim, if we want to say that into the Peshat, when we call Anoshim. That the Dalad Anoshim are Musulekas Midomim fine. But all other women likewise have a Cheskes Tahal. Therefore, Habor Menaderech, the Shane and Becheskes Tahal. You might ask, why do you have to tell me Habor Menaderech? Lomeli Lemisna Habor Menaderech? Falkadai Techamine. So I said Shad here, meaning she is aware of her normal life. Her normal life includes marital relations with her husband. But then there's an abnormalcy that comes into life when he goes away. So therefore you might think under those conditions she's less aware of her halachic status. She's not involved in it. And since, as Rashi, look at the first Rashi, since the Hushko B'dika El Asuke B'Taros, if she's not involved with Taharos, she's not involved with sleeping with her husband, then it's out of sight, out of mind. So Gemara tells you, no, lav dafke. Abo hecha de lesa b'mosa de lo ramya nafshe lo. Therefore, kamash malon, no. A woman has her normal checklist. The baby, where's the baby? Where's what's for supper? And what about her personal status with her husband? What made the whole trouble here is Rashi shot on the first, on the next line in the Gemara. Amar Ashlokish, Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesiya, Vuhu Shebo Omosa Besorach Yimei Onosa. What could that possibly mean? So 9 out of 10 of the Mephoshim, Roshoyim Achronim, assume, Pshat means, that assumes that he came back, Yimei Onosa, taking into account Hoveset. It's not the day of the Veset, and as we added yesterday, and if the Veset passed over, there's enough time since the Veset for it to have gone to the mikveh, therefore you don't have to think about it. Therefore she's Mutera Sabala. Who shabor onosa besoch yimei onosa? Right. That's the pshat. Again, onosa is what? Her time period? Take into account her time period. What's her time period? Yom Veset, right? Or enough days, 12 days, nowadays, 12 days following her time when she should be following the time of Ria, right? Now 12 days passed, she could go to the mikveh, therefore she went to the mikveh, period. But Rashi introduces a different pshat in the word onosa. Not her private owner, but her imposed upon owner under all conditions. Nowadays referred to as owner beinonis. That every woman has that 30-day veset, whether she likes it or not. Whether she has another veset or not is irrelevant. Rashi besoch yimei onosa, lamed yom levia. Where do you get lamed yom? It depends what her veset is. Therefore, this is how the Rishonim interpret Rashi, as we'll see in the Ramban. The Rashi means to say, there's an own obeinanis, avalacha lamed boi bidika, holo samnoshim chazion lesov ona. So if he left and came back within 30 days of the time of her last riyah, then she's okay. Now, there's no mention about her private veset. Why don't you have a veset for Chof Halof Yom? Or Chof Yom, as the example that the Gemara often gives? Or why don't you have a veset of 28 days, which is a common veset? There's no, that's not talking about. We're talking about a veset of Lamed Yom. Acha Lamed Yom, boy Bidika. Boy Bidika means She'elo Bidika. He has to ask her if everything is okay. Right? And she has to make Bidika. Holu Stam Noshem Chazion and Sofona. So you see, Rashi seems to clearly tie it in with a Stam Noshem, a generalized thing. Look at the Ramban. Okay, you with us? You didn't get a set?
No.
Okay, Pirush Rashi Zal, Shloshim Yom L'Riya. Vomom Shekei Nimtso B'Sach Zidu B'Yerushalmi, Omar Rav Huna, Chimotso Toch Yimei Noso, Lo Boi B'Dika, Ela Shor Higiyah Yimei Beset, Aval Higiyah Koydim B'Yoso Min HaDerech Asura. Right? Beso Zaraisa, Hilkoch Asura, Hachitoma Lo Badakti, B'Shasa Beset Atzmo, Utorani. Rav Barav Chana Omar, Afili Giyeh is Vesta Mutoros. Vesta is the Rabbonon. Shem Yitzchuk Ulidok Mivei Vesta. Shem Atira. Umi Yeheche de Bala Lohoye Beir. Lo Yadin Ni Botko Ilo Botko Lo Mazakin Le Betumo. Ve Afa Pida Amin Al Kaman. Tibdo Mashma Dasur Ad She Tibdo. Kivin Dechi Lo Botko Marzik Le Betumo Ad She Tibdo. Ki Lo Yadin Vada Beida Chazok En Amakanya. Ad She Toma Vedakti Yutorani. He can make my heart of a woman at a kilo. Given the eco trio, ain't look the egdolum is. We had that before, right? They bombed a derech, they talk to each other first and so on. Therefore, she'll remember in case there's any problem had come up while he was away, any problem with her halachic status. Umahanya lech shashi the bestos, kin mahana lebdiki the taros. Right? The tabai midabodan. Alright, you can skip all that. That's just Mamet review what we had before. You just skip that. It's just from repeating the whole Gemara. Skip to the next side. Pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Umisabra nami, shimoya haveset rochok. If the veset was long enough away from the time he came home, shefsha shetovlo v'ono kova, tolu lahokel, Shema b'shas vesel also b'tovlo b'shum ein lo un achshav. L'kula zvikin inu. U'l'kula v'lochmiru ba'ona yosa min aveset. Mipnei shi chamur ala b'nei shi efshal lo nolomar shisha lo tira li'olam. L'dikav tolam b'ona es v'choshin shalahem. What's he saying there? Okay, listen carefully from Pshat. She passed her vesed. You have to figure out Pshat in this tweet of the Ramban. She passed her vesed. Now comes Yom Shloshim. Yom Shloshim of Ein Abeinanis. That's what he's talking about. It is there, since she passed her Veset, and now her Veset was Lechof Yom, Lechof Dalad Yom, right? But it didn't come. Your whole Veset is based upon Orer Bezman Obo. He didn't come. Now, where's your sense of confidence now that she won't become a Nida? Or does she not slip into a category of Ishu She'en Lo Veset now? That's exactly what the Ramban means. Is it possible? She'll tear Li'olam? Who knows? The guests didn't come. Who says he'll come late? He decided not to come. And decided not to come. The period, that's it. She suddenly becomes, what, a skena, a muberes. Therefore, look at that. Lepikach tolen ba'onos v'choshen lahen. Avol in bo litlos namer beveset tolen. If she has a veset, no problem. So what happened here? What, tolen meaning what? Tolen, you don't know. Tolen's, you're assuming. You're assuming that the veset came, she went to mikveh, and everything's okay. But if in fact the veset didn't come, that's his point he makes. What's that language? That's a language that's used by the Ritva. It's used by the Ramban. So you have to learn Pshat. That if her Veset passed and it's still earlier than Yom Shloshim, then listen to the analysis. There exists a Veset based upon Rov. Rov Noshim see on day 30. She's part of Rov Noshim. Oh, but she has her own Veset. She left Rov Noshim. But her Veset didn't come. Veset didn't come, so she slipped back to Rov Noshim. Now, we've been trained already to say, well, a Veset doesn't come. I mean, three times doesn't come, then you lose the Veset. She says, no, why so? There are always two vestos that are floating over her. The Fikar told him, but Ona is for Choshenlehen. Avon about Litlos number, but Veset told him. But if you can go ahead and attach it to her Veset, there's no problem. Meaning, if her Veset passed by, and she saw on her Veset, and enough days went by that she can go to Mikveh, also no problem. Zeh Mashin Italy. V'arayvez al kosav. Well, that, they don't need that there. So take a look at the first sheet. See what the Shulchan Aruch paskin. Something we learned in the morning. Look at Kopei Dalit Tes. You have it? In the Yodaya. Sha Noshem Sichos Bidikuk Shegi Aveset. Meaning not the Dalit Noshem, but Sha Noshem. Right? So look at the Shach. Sha Noshem the Almo Chenemu Boros Menikos Ober Machbo. That other example of a woman under stress, the machbo, right? Srichos bidikuk shegi aveset. Ova haves v'lo botka v'lo regishas tora v'lo bidika. Yesh omrim sh'asura ad shetivdok. And what he adds? Im yesh lo aveset kavua, then she has to make a bedika. Oh, she yom. That's meaning she would not make a bedika on Yom Vesta. He's passing bestows the rabbonon. So the rabbonon meaning they tell you on the Yom Vesta you have to make a bedika. If he didn't, there's no penalty. Again, shah noshim another moshlekas bidomim sirichus bedika shegi aveset over aveset lobotka lologisha shisil tohora below bedika. Yes, omrim she must make a bedika, even though it's not Yom Vesta. It's already a day or two after. Tzor libdom, right? Im yesh lo veset kavua, even though she has a veset kavua. No, what does it mean? She has a veset kavua. So why are you making a bedika 2 days after the veset? Right? Still the machmer. Oh, shu yom lamed, af al pi sheino kavua. Oh, if she doesn't have a veset kavua. And it's Yom Lamed, then she has an own abaininess. V'hochi noag, that's how we pass it. You look at the Shach. Atche tibdok, kosa b'shoysev, mashmor saposke, afili ichruz man ma acha aveset. What's the point of it? You're afraid that maybe she saw a tipa zam kechadl on Yom Veset, and she missed it. So no. Kivin shabotka botza tohore, shtohore. Habach posak de yesh lahachmir. Kimaskonas hamotchai, right? The dafke bebotke asma miyad lacha vesta, toch shiel vesta. Avo lo botke toch hazman, afa pi shalacha ka botke asma motze toro, temeo chazok orer bezman of bohova nopal oretz. A tipa zabke chadol, and she doesn't find it anymore. What? What's called toch shiel vesta, right? So Shivesta, that's in that owner of a veset, the 12-hour period of the veset. So here, the halacha recognized the yom owner. For an Isha She'en Leveset, that's how we paskin. Isha She'en Leveset has to make a bedikah of owner beininess. But an Isha She'yesh Leveset does not have an owner beininess. Or maybe not. Rashi seemed to hold that every woman has an owner beininess, but she has a veset or not. Look at the other side. You have the other side of the page. The Chavazdas Chof.
You pick up with the line there, Ubavuo Barish Berif, Mavuo Barano Berif, 5-6 lines down from the start of Chof. Shekosav Atili Isha Shieshla Veset, you have the place? Be of Alvesta, Volorosa, Hosheshus Ona Beninis. Okay, that's Rashi, that's our Rashi. Mishum, in the language that they all were used, what language the Ramban used, the Vechila Olam Lotire. You see, the Bach wants to pass that way. He said, we don't pass that way. I'm not aware, Aloch HaLamayseh, that anyone really passes that way, Bizman HaZeh. But the whole Mokur is our Rashi. It's just not the Feirish in the Gemara that compels you to accept that pshat. And from the Haloch, it seems that only an Isha She'ein Lo Veset. Yet you see, the Chavos Das understood that the Marshal, at least, maybe the Rishonim also, may no chilik with Isha Sheesh Levesel, Isha Ein Levesel. That as soon as she didn't see on her Veset, in other words, two separate things here, and I think this is where the color classes got things mixed up, where they seem to be teaching that every woman has to have a calendar in which she checks off not only Hafloga, Yom HaChodesh, but also Yom Shloshim. No, that's not true. Yom Shloshim, if you want to go to Shitas HaMachmirim, Yom Shloshim is only a factor if her veset was less than Shloshim Yom. If ain't leveset, she has to check Yom Shloshim. That we pass you, that we aloch on the maise. She has no veset, we give her Yom Shloshim. The veset beinoni. That's the expression, beinoni, the average veset. But if she has a veset, she doesn't check for Yom Shloshim. The only time she checks for Yom Shloshim is if her veset was shorter than Shloshim Yom, and she didn't see that month on her day, then we have a next question. What's happened to her? There are two possibilities. She suddenly became a Sulekas Bidomin. She's pregnant. She suddenly entered the premature menopause, and she won't see anymore. That's the Russian. Did he own him? You really think so? You don't have any confidence in that pshat that she really is able to see again. So you know she will see again. Now she will see again. We thought, a double poshut. Her old veset didn't go away. She didn't see now, she'll see next time in her veset. To be okay her veset, disregarded, I need three times to be okay the veset. Here, only one she didn't see. But that's the time there. But when will she see? You think she really will skip Shloshim Yom and get to the next Shloshim? Or will she see sometimes in between? In other words, was her Veset delayed, but not a cancelled? If it's delayed, then V'chil Olam Mosira. Then she's going to see sometimes. You sure she'll see only 30 days later? Or only by the 28 days later? No, she could see any day. So during that period of time, that's what I want to be Masbir, she becomes an Isha She'ein Leveset. Isha Shein Leveset has to worry about Yom Shloshim. To be Masbir this a little more, I feel this is the correct shot. That those who want to be Machmir, like Rashi, and we have a Marshal, who wants possibly La Locha, and others want to say L'chumre, maybe it's a good idea, are arguing on the whole concept of Veset. The Mishnah speaks of Dalad Noshim. Dalad Noshim are Mosulekas Midomim. Isha sheyesh lo veset shelo b'shas vesto, does she have the halacha muslekes midomim? That's how we paskin. Therefore, the days that she's not her day of veset, ain't no chanami. She's not going to see till the next 30 days. She missed this period, she'll see next period. Because the Veset said two things. She'll see on a certain day, and she won't see on any other day. That's part of the chazoka that she establishes. That's what Veset does for her. Mainly, if I approach it that way, that she's musulekas midomim because of a Veset, then she missed the day, period. And every day, other than Yom Veset, I have pretty good confidence that she won't see. And the question, no, she'll see again when? On her day of Veset. Medically, biologically, the Taina of the Machmirim makes better sense. Because it is medically sounder to diagnose this case, to give a prognosis on this. Here's a woman, suddenly had an abnormality. She's supposed to see on a day, she didn't see. So it's a medical problem, really. So what will the doctor tell her? Don't worry, you'll see next 30 days, or next 28 days. Or will he most likely say to her, well, your period was delayed for some reason, so it'll be in a day or two, we'll see. They say the gynecological medical is closer to the shitas hamachmirin, that every day there's a suffix when she's going to see. And since Yom Shloshim, that part already is Rashi's chidush, since Yom Shloshim is a veset kavua for most women, that's why it's called a veset benoni, right? Then it's most likely will be on the 30th day also. Because that's a day where you look upon it, is that there's some kind of a physiological stress, and this day she should become a nida. What then? Though she established three times, that's not so. But that didn't take away that day is still Delas Olul Liros Dam. And therefore, they hold that on the Yom Shloshim, it becomes a Yom Veset for every Isha She'em Veset. That's how we paskin laloche. Ain't no veset. She has a day to benoni. If you don't use the logic of musulekes midomim, then indeed Yom Shloshim should be a concern. But if, as I said before, veset did two things: it established a day when she'll see dam, and also gave a chazoka to every other day that the oreich is not invited for that day. He's not coming any other day. So Reich Lobo is also part of the Chazokah. Memele, you don't have to worry about it. So there's no need to worry about your own obeyness. People are clear on that point. This is it's really critically in the Gei Halacha Lamaisa. There's a mokom to be machmir. Rashi is not a nothing, right? And the Marshal seems to pass in that way. And what I saw, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, say clearly, I mean, Shalok Rashi, Hikmir Yosem Idai, they don't agree with Rashi. But Rashi has a good time. But from there to say that every woman has to, no matter, she has no problem, she's seen regularly on Yom Veset. Nevertheless, Yom Shloshim is a sensitive day, and she has to be careful about Yom Shloshim to check it off on the calendar. That I don't see any mocker for whatsoever. Okay, let's stop here. We'll go move ahead a little bit in the Gemara into the stoves.
The Aisa the Rabbanon.
Now we had already the Daptes. Okay, you want to refresh your memory? Look at Daptes Amar Aleph. Shaila from the Zaydi, Boy Minea Hu Saba, May Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, that's on 10, 12 lines from the top. And Tessam and Alat. Boy Minea Hu Saba, May Rabbi Yochanan, Hegia is Vesta Bimei Bura, Velo Vodka. Mao. Ki Kam Boyle Aliba de Madama Vesos, the Raisa Mai. Right. Kivan Vesos the Raisa Boy Bidika. O Dilma, Kivan the Damiel the Domeha Masoloki, Low Boy Bidika. Amalei Tinitua. Rabbe Roma, the Moisa, the Marbo, Gisha Vessel, the Botka Toro, Shecharodo, Masalis Adomen. Time a Dika Harodo. Holeka Harodo, we give Vessel Botka to Mayo, Amal Vesos the Raisa. But nevertheless, given the Iko Harodo, you said the man was looking, the little boy with Iko, Hachaname, the man was looking, the little boy with Iko. So two points are made in the Gemara. Number one, that Higia Yom Vesta, the little Rosso, she's Tamea. Yom Vesta, the little Rosso, the little Botka, she's Tamea. If Botka, fine. So if you hold the souls the Raisa, and she didn't make a bdika, look at Rashi. The souls the Raisa. Also bdika she tichul isha li bodi b'shas vesta dvar Torah hu halacha l'moshe misinai dorea b'zman bo bim bo yom vesta v'lo botka marzikik Mazakin and Lord Tmeya. And he refers to the Gemara we're up to here. The Kaman Per Kolayad. Right? The Kamaboyalon in Lobotka, Beyond Vesta, be Meibura Mahu. So if you hold the souls the Raisa, fine. The only question was how strong did the Raisa was? That the Halach Moshe seen that she must be Bodek. And Yom Vesta, because blood will certainly come. Shaila is, what if there are extenuating circumstances? Right? There's a very variant that came in. In this case, Yom Ibur, right? Or B'machba, Charoda, she's hiding out from the enemy, and the increase in adrenaline cuts back on menstruation, right? More possible than Echanami. Right. Both are okay. That the Halach Lamosh Mesinai was said for a regular plain woman, but a woman who was under some reason to assume that she will not be Roedam, either because of Ibu or because of Charoda, then the Daraisa is not in effect. Then if Lobotka, it's okay. So pick up a piece of Gemara, which is an extension of that Gemara on Daf Tes. Let's just repeat the Gemara again. Amar Avune, lo shonu ela shein lo beset, aval yesh lo beset, also lo shamish, until he asks her
right? She makes a bedika. Well, just the opposite. Isha shesha veset, he has no concern. Oreh bezmano bor. Klapi laya, it's just the opposite. Klapi laya, punk fakert. The logic is inverted, right? Adarabba, ipra misabra. Ein lo veset, eimo chazoi. Yesh lo veset, veset kevila. The veset established for her that she didn't see. Ella, no, you're quite right. You misunderstood what I said. Yitmo hochi yitmo. Amaravun elo shono elo shol gia shaz vesta. Aval he gia shaz vesta. And he came home after with Asura, by Kosova, Vestoros da Reise. Vestoros da Reise, therefore she must make a bedika, right? And again, look at Rashi. Vestoros da Reise, the same language. You shouldn't think it was just a copy error. Halacha la Moshe Misinai, Mazakina lo betuma sofik. Translate those words. Mazakina lo, we make a badai out of a tuma sofik. We didn't do a vaday. Mazakina, we didn't do a chazoke. Mazakina lo betuma sofik. Even though it's obviously a tuma sofik, you don't know yes or no. Halacha la Moshe Misinai, we treat this sofik as a vaday. Like halacha la Moshe Misinai, tuma vushus hayochid, sveko tome. That's a din d'oraisa. Ah, it's a suffix. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided this suffix should be treated like a vadai. Rabba Baba Chon Amar, not true. Afilu Giga Shaz Vesta, Nami Uteres. Why? Kosova Vestolos the Rabbonim. Look at Rashi, doesn't it? Look at Rashi bestows the Rabbanon. Then we'll do little tashes, the last tashes on the Omen. His Hichur Hachomam Libdok Biyom Vesta Shematira. Biyu Hechet Lo Hava Beir, Velo Yadini Boshko Lo Boshko, Lo Mesav Kidil Betuba. Misofik, we don't make a tummy. Fine. So Tosfos asks a very nice a double portion, right? That it seems to be a deraisa. The bedika somach levesto seems to be a deraisa, even by nisha she yesh levesed. So how do you say? How can we say besoz rabbonon? Look at Tosfos. I feel he is my master muteres. Temo heche muteres. Hamrina b'shvus. Going to come and we have it gemara too. Azor lebnei Yisrael. Sheyifrushu min shoseim somer levestan. Viskadishem misim kodosh. Zazor li Israel, that they have to make a bedika somer levestan. And otherwise, she's asura besame. Yeshomar, sheshosa acha vesto shiva yomim, shechol litvor airi. The sofik tfila motziyim midei sofik rosa. Ulman Domas bestows the Reise, until the Shosok, as she has one fila, Asura, the Vadai Rosa Hashvinilla. We talk Kachi, she dug the fila Rabbi Yochan, the Besomach bestows the Rabbanon. Since Rabbi Yochan says it's okay, what's the good of our waiting 7 days? That takes away, right? It's Sophic Tvila, Motzi, Midei Sophic Rosa, right? But if you hold the stores of the Reise, right? Then what? Then the Rashi's language, right? Machzikinela. So it's not a suffix. She's Wavadai Tome and a suffix Tovla. Therefore, suffix can be Muslim Nevadai. If it's the Rabbanon, remains a suffix. Mid Rabbanon, they said there's a suffix on this day. Therefore, the possibility of Tovla takes away the Sofik. Sofik Tovla takes away the Sofik also. But if you hold that bestows of the Reise, then as Rashi said, Machzikinela, the Reise were asked to take the Sofik, make it into a Vadai. If it's a Vadai, all you have is a Sofik with a Tovla. A Sofik Tovla is a Motsi Midei Vadai also. Okay. It takes us into not a hard sugya. It's a sugya about Rosh HaMachmas Onus that we discussed in the morning shiur. It has to do with a tie-in between Yomim and activity. She runs a marathon, she does jumping, and so on, how that fits into a Veset L'Yomim. I think we'll have to stop here and share with you with two thoughts on the Sedler. There's an old Medrash called Damesek Eliezer, also referred to as Medrash Plio. No one knows how authentic that Medrash is. How it got together, Medrash Rabba, we have some kind of a historicity to it. Medrash HaGadol also, and Psikta Rav Kahane, all these sort of the reputable ones. This one is a little less reputable, but sometimes no less instructive. You all remember the first Rashi in Vayishlach, right? Im Lovan Garti Beicher Aroto. What does Rashi say? Remember? Im Lovan Garti Vitayag Miso Shavarti. What does that mean? That's the Etchat. You have it there? No one garti, right? The Vacher garti, begibati a tarayag, clomar and lovan a rosha garti, betari mitsu shavarti, lolamanati mi masa varoi. That's number one. That's also a neat shot. But what kind of message? I mean, Esav was worried about Yaakov being frum enough. He said, oh, don't worry about it. I kept all the mitzvahs. First of all, he never had tayar mitzvahs. This is to remind you that the battle with Lavan was not a battle over sheep. Okay. Remember in the Haggadah, we say, Lovan Bikish Lakor is Hakol. He's our arch enemy. Right. Obviously, there's more to the story of Yaakov versus Lovan. You're dealing here with ideological battles. There was a battle for sheep, maybe, sure. He's a gun if he wanted more sheep, less sheep. So very revealing is this Damesek Eliezer. Same language that Rashi uses. He says, Im Lovan Garti, Vitaya Miso Shomati, Upora Aduma Hikrafti. Rhymes, so it's okay. Okay, people, you with me?
Why isn't Para Aduma?
Okay. Well, that you can answer yourself. What does Para Aduma bring to mind? Not the color, but the absence of rational behavior. Right? Para Aduma Krafti means, don't ask me any questions. I'm willing to accept Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way of Avraham and Yitzchak. I accepted Por Adum already. Worse than that, it can't be. So why are you going to argue with me? Right? In other words, Lavan tried to convince me that his way is better. His gods are better than my one God.
I mean, you have to understand that the slobber, it's unbelievable. Right? Last week's settler, he chases after him, right? And he says, Emesh, last night, your God came to me and said, Al tadaber imo tovaro. Right? You all with me? You remember that? People. Huh? And then what? Next few sentences come in. What does he say? Lama ganafte selahoi. Why did you steal my gods? Laban, idiot, you spoke to the God already. God, you said yourself, the God of your God came to me, and therefore I can't do anything. I'm bound by the orders of your God. Why? Laban was a pantheist. No big deal. Your God's good, you have a God. I have a God also.
He was a pantheist or he was a polytheist?
Poly is, but
they're different.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't tell you. Never discussed theology with him. But anyway, he was willing to accept other gods too. You tell
that's
me there's a
polytheist. That's a polytheist. Pantheist, you believe that everything.
Yeah, same thing. I couldn't differentiate between the two. I don't know. Wasn't there by loving. Why do all it is what he was willing to accept. Right. Godliness in other things too, whether it was a mountain, whether it was an idol, whether it was your God, fine. So you have here already an understanding of the theological disputation between them. You're going to meet up Esav. You think Esav was also only fighting with him about a bracha, or ultimately about Maris HaMachpelah? No, these were, as I'm wont to say, God doesn't put into the same ring a heavyweight and a lightweight. If Kadosh Baruch Hu records conflict between two, assume they're both heavyweights. They're worthy opponents. So Yaakov sent Esav a message, English translation, Los Melem, don't bother me. I'm not prepared to discuss theology with you. Not prepared to discuss your way of life, how to raise children. I made all my commitments already. V'tayag mitzvah shamarti, u'pora adume krafti, I brought a pora adume already. Means I'm not prepared to subject Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tzivuyim to a yardstick of rationality. You with us? Yaakov had made that commitment to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In last week's Sedler, we missed it because of Thanksgiving Day. I didn't speak to you about it, did I? Have the unbelievable thing. He has a dream, and Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to him in the dream and makes him a promise. Yaakov was so impressed, wonderful thing happened to him. Yaakov neder Hashem, so he made a neder. When God will be with me, etc., etc., what's my neder? I'll give you 10% back, whatever you give me. It's a gracious fellow, this Yaakov. I'll make that deal with any one of you people. I promise you, I'll take a neder, right? Anytime you give me $100, I'll give you back 10. That's a real contribution that Yaakov made. What kind of answer? That's the neder he made. He goes out of neder, Hashem, he got to make a neder, meaning he's responding to this fabulous gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. A gift of what? Of eternal protection. Ushmaticha b'chol asher teilech. Whatever you do, I'll be with you. That's the best you can do for God. So I learned Shat I haven't seen any place, but I'm sure that people miss that pshat. Because the neder was not kashrut eaten li. That was a way of saying, I'll keep up the traditions of my parents. Yaakov gave Maisa, Avraham gave Maisa, when he met Melchizedek, right? I'm prepared to keep up all the traditions of my family. That's Agavuchim. That's not the neder. The neder was, V'hoya Hashem li lelokim. Don't translate that. Hashem will be to me Elokim. What does that mean? But if you stop and analyze what Hashem Elokim means throughout the Torah, the appellation that God refers to himself says something. Elokim is the God of nature, God of natural law. Hashem is the called personal God. That's what we call Elokim, is Midas Hadin. You can't argue with it. You jump off the cliff, they're going to pick you up with a sponge. You could daven and say Tilim all the way down, but go on the shelf. Hashem is the God to whom you say no. That's the personal God. That's that relationship. God gave you the ability to say no. You can't say no to God's laws of gravity. You can't say no to the laws of electricity. But to the laws of the Torah, you can say no. Because Yaakov, it says, I'll take a neder. You say no, why? Because you evaluated and decided, no, I don't want to do what God says. So I give a marshal, a strange marshal. I come into this room, and I see one of you people, and I say, yeah, I'm a thoughtful individual. Therefore, everything you should do, you do become one decision making. I think I'll shoot you.
You're going to what me?
I'll shoot you.
You're going to shoot me?
Yeah. Alec, he's a nice guy. Don't shoot him. I won't shoot him. Next one, I'm going to shoot him. No, he's okay. So we managed, Baruch Hashem, to get through the day without shooting anybody.
There's always tomorrow.
I'm a psychopath if I think that way. Why am I a psychopath? God gave me the ability to kill people. He said, Lo Sirtzach. I'm evaluating it. Maybe I should. It may improve the world if I kill these people. Now, Chesbon is, right, what does it mean? Sometime in your growth, in your maturation, you made a decision, I'm not going to murder people. It's not an option that you have. You're going to give up that option. I'm not a murderer. By cheating the government on income tax, I'm not prepared yet to make such an absolute commitment. That's still open. Right? That still needs analysis. But in the course of maturation, a person gives up more and more of the averus. He says, I'm not a bal avera in this Shmirah Shabbos. It's not a problem to me. Maybe early in life it was a problem for me. Not a problem anymore. Shabbos is Shabbos. Kashrus is Kashrus. Right? Yeah. How about a little Lashon Hara? I'm not prepared to give that up yet. Right? What Yaakov said, V'hoya Hashem li lelokim, I will no longer have a Hashem relationship with God. My relationship with God will only be Elokim. Just as I cannot oppose the laws of nature, I cannot oppose anything Kadosh Baruch Hu says to me. That's the neder. That ties in. Therefore, he sent a message. Upora dume krafti. I gave a pora dume already. I took away my, what makes me oppose Kadosh Baruch Hu? My rational mind. I argue. I think it's not right. In these circumstances, I want to behave differently. But if Hashem lila l'kin, there's no choice. It doesn't make sense to you, everything. Some things really, Yetzer Hara has a good point. You say, but I'm sorry. Por adume krafti. I brought already my por adume. My commitment's already made. That's point number one. And one other little point that it said that it's impressed me. It's a beautiful Midrash Rabbah of the wrestling match of Yaakov and the Sar Shel Esav. In the Torah, it doesn't say anything. Right? But Yove Kishimo miss all covered by a cloud of mystery what went on there. The Medrash elaborates a little bit. Medrash says he came there and he met this fellow, looked like a fellow farmer, a fellow sheep herder. And the fellow said to him, Ani avir eshaloch, vata avir tavir shali. We have to cross the river. You help me ferry my sheep across the river, I'll ferry your sheep across the river. The fair cooperative effort, the fair effort. Then here's how the Medrash goes. Sorry, I came late. I wanted to get the photocopy done. I didn't stop my office to grab the Medrash. But I'm quoting it pretty accurately, the words. Hever Eshalo, this man, shepherded Yaakov's sheep, Kerega, in an instant, all the sheep will cross the river. Now it was Yaakov's turn to shepherd his sheep. And he was, Hever Shalom, and all night he's schlepping sheep. And there's still more sheep over the other guy, more sheep. I thought I'm all finished, and more sheep appear. Right? Kofatzolov, so Yaakov jumped on this man. Not this man jumped on him, he jumped on the man and put a scarf around his neck. And began to choke the man and said, it's the lotion, Farkamusat. Farkamus, that's pharmacy. Magician, you're a magician. And that's how the wrestling match began. What's the Medrash adding? What's the Medrash adding to the thing? Something that you should, I think you take that as a message for life, especially you, Hassanim. I could destroy Yaakov by having him spend his life ferrying sheep across a river. There were issues in life that can capture your time and your interest, and in the process, you give up your life. You can spend your life another few $1,000s, especially have in mind one of my sons. I have two sons that are lawyers. One of my sons pretty well walked out from one of the most prestigious partnerships in the New York law business. And became head of IDT, which since then has failed, because he didn't remember what his wife and children looked like. Because he was in the office till 2 o'clock, and when they made him a partner, I remember I said to him, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, now you can go home early. You're a partner." He says, "You're crazy. The partners stay there after I leave." So you spent your life, what? And this Eli, he lives in Lawrence now, he's a big masmid, a fine Talmud Chacham. He had a chavrusa at 6 o'clock in the morning, he'd come home at 2 o'clock, sleep for an hour or two, take a shower, go to the chavrusa, go to the office. This is how life went. That's the story of the Medrash. I could destroy Yaakov like Esau wanted to destroy him. Directly, I'll shoot him or kill him. Or I can take away his life by having him shepherd sheep across the river for the rest of his life. It's a plea for a sense of values in life. What's important and what's not important. Earning a living is important. There's sometimes when earning a living becomes unimportant. When you already have enough and you only what? Yeshua Mone Rotze Mosayim. You have 100, you want 300, right? As the Gaon says, because what you have, you don't want anymore. That you have. So Yeshua Mona Rotsa Masayim, it means he wants 300. And that can drive you into oblivion, no difference than a wrestling match with an angel trying to kill you. Same thing. I can kill you physically or kill you spiritually, either way. So that medrash sends a real fine musal. Yaakov says, I know how you want to kill me. By having me, I'll be the greatest sheep herder in the whole world. I'll have more sheep than anybody else. Right? And then what? Is worse. What do you do with it? Okay? We'll stop here.